Welcome to At the Show, the best in live music coming to you on Sunday nights from killradio.org. And I'm your host, Bob. Well, today's the 21st of April, but yesterday was the 20th, which is a special day for a lot of people in Los Angeles and around the country. So we're going to do a tribute to 420 and to all the things that make it special. We're going to go back to the 20s and the 30s and to listen to some old songs about reefer. And we're going to start out with Cab Calloway from 1933, and this is The Reefer Man.
Now with a heidi high and a holdy ho, Cab Calloway and his Harlemaniacs present a flaming bit of heated Harlem harmony.
Why, what's smacked this cat here?
Yeah. High.
What do you mean he's high?
Full of weed.
Full of weed?
Yeah.
How old is this cat anyway?
That's the Reefer Man.
The Reefer Man?
Yeah.
Why, look at that dog. He looks like he's losing his mind.
That's
lost his mind.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get away from here then. Funny reefer man.
That thing slightly, lightly, and politely. Why, that cat's still high.
Yeah, man!
Yes, he's still high. All right, when I was switching over to Fats Waller from 1943, and this is You're a Viper, the Reefer Song.
Hey, cat. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I just left the V-Disc Studios. Here we are in Harlem. Everybody's here but the police, and they'll be here any minute. It's high time. So catch the song. Here it is.
Say, I dreamed about a reefer 5 feet long. A mighty mess, but not too strong. You'll be high, but not for long.
If you're a viper.
I'm the king of everything. I gotta be high before I swing. Let the bells ring, ding, dong, ding.
If you're a viper.
Say you know you're high when your throat gets dry. Everything's dandy. Oh, yes, you run down to the candy store. Bust your conch on peppermint candy. Then you know your little brown body scent. You don't give a darn if you don't pay rent. Cause the sky is high.
So am I, yes, yes.
Yes, I vibe a bit. Well, I'm gonna vibe a bit on 88 now. Oh, stop it, darling. I didn't know you cared. That's enough now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me dream now. a killer. Yes, baby. You better nix out on the sidelines there. My wife's in here tonight. She don't vibe either. You know, get away. Are you kidding? Oh, dear. Say you know you're high. Yes, I know I'm high. 'Cause everything is fine dandy. Yes, gone down to the candy store. Get me regular sauce from Spam and Candy. I love it, I love it, I love it. Yes, baby, but my body's sin. I ain't worried about no rent. Get away from me, you Jose, yeah. High, high, so have I. I'm all laid out and relaxed. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Okay, and the next up we have the Harlem Hamfats, which is actually a band from Chicago, I understand. But this is the Weed Smoker's Dream, and this is the original version of the song Why Don't You Do Right? And let me know if you recognize it.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market and make a million too. Betting woman, she bets on every hand. She's a tricking mother for you every. Why she lying? Why don't you do now? Like the millionaire do. Put your stuff on the market and make a million too. Jail. On her back, though she got hot stuff for sale. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market and make a million too.
One more from this one's from Jazz Gillum and his Jazz Boys. It's from 1938 and it's Reefer Head Woman.
Thank you. can't see why my baby sleeps so sound. Well, I can't see why my baby sleeps so sound. She must have smoked a reefer and is bound to carry her down. When I left her this morning, I left her sleeping sound. When I left her this morning, I left her sleeping sound. The only way she could catch me is to run like a full bloodhound. Yes, yes. She said she was gonna leave me, going to some no good town. She said she was gonna leave me, going to some no good town. She was a rough-cutting woman, she did like to break 'em down. If you got a good woman, men, please don't take her around. If you got a good woman, men, please don't take her around. She will get full of reefers and raise sand all over this town.
Okay. All right, one last song from the old days. This is Louis Armstrong in Chicago, Illinois, on July 12th of 1928 with his song Muggles.
Thank you.
Okay, if there's one branch of music which is consistently tied to marijuana, that would have to be reggae music. So let's hear a couple of tunes from some of our greatest reggae artists. And first up, Bob Marley and the Wailers from New Orleans in 1978, It's Kaya.
Why not, you know? So we got to have some Kaya now, you know. Excuse me while I light my spliff. Oh God, I've got to take a leaf. I've got to have Kaya.
Okay, and one of Bob and Marley and the Wailers' most famous songs, which is about, sort of, marijuana, is I Shot the Sheriff. And this version is from October 4th in 1979 from Tokyo, Japan.
I'm I shot him down. And I said,
I shot the sheriff. All right, let's hear from Bob's wife, Rita Marley. This is from Reggae Sunsplash in Montego Bay, Jamaica in 1983. It's One Draw.
Thank you. Well, by this time, if you ain't up dancing and you ain't up toking, what's the matter with you? As my drill sergeant used to say, light 'em if you got 'em. All right, next up we got Black Uhuru. This is from the Paleo Festival in Nyon, Switzerland, in July of 2001, and it's Sinsemilla.
Thank you.
smoke that sinsemilla. Okay, the Mighty Diamonds are going to perform the next number from the Ragamuffins Festival in Long Beach, California in 2010. It's Pass the Coochie.
Watch me! I want to know you make it a rhythm. Oh, she's taking me for a dream, Jack. express. Don't you think me a idiot? Come get your style, come get your pattern. Come get your style, come get your pattern. Mighty diamonds in a different fashion. Mighty diamonds in a different fashion. The name is Light Ferguson. I was born under the sign of Virgo, and I'm better known as Judge Diamond. Love you all.
Yeah, man. The last reggae song is going to be from Peter Tosh from Montreux in Switzerland on July 16th of 1979. And you know, there's a new feeling in the air. It looks like we actually might just legalize it.
So you legalize.
two states down, 48 more to go. I wonder why Hawaii wasn't first, though. Really?
This is Silky from Vaught and the Villains, and you're listening to At the Show on KillRadio.org with your host, my man. He ain't got no loot, but he's still my favorite loot. Bye.
All right, moving into the more rock age of the 60s, Bob Dylan certainly had one of the most notable songs about marijuana. And here he is with the Grateful Dead at the Autzen Stadium in Eugene, Oregon, on July 19th of 1987. It's Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35.
Just
Normal threw a party in Washington, D.C. in 1988. And they invited Brewer and Shipley to come along where they sang their song, One Toke Over the Line.
Late one night, Tom and I, just out of sheer boredom and self-defense, made up a song, just entertaining ourselves. And little to know that the record company would choose to release it, and we'd get a big hit with it. And not only would we get a big hit, we got in a lot of trouble, too. In fact, the Vice President of the United States of America, Spiro T. Agnew. Y'all remember him, don't you? Spiro T. Agnew named us, Tom and me, if you can imagine, named us personally as subversives to American youth.
Yes!
It was a proud day in our lives, indeed. But what was so bizarre about it, you know? What was so bizarre about it is that exactly the same time the vice president was coming down on us, and I swear to God, this is a true story, Lawrence Welk did our song. I swear to you. Lawrence Welk did our song and introduced it as a gospel song. I swear to God he did. And Dave and Dottie sang it, and they introduced it as a gospel song. He says, these days a lot of our young writers are writing songs for the Lord. And here's one meeting at the church today. We were in London at the time. We didn't get to see it. We'd give anything for a videotape of that one.
And then 25 years later, the Grateful Dead starts doing the thing on stage. So Michael and I have a unique distinction of having written a song that was performed by Lawrence Welk and Jerry Garcia. And I guess that means we write songs for old dead guys. I'm not really sure. Anyway, this song's for Jerry, wherever he is.
Thank you.
just a bunch of dopers, aren't you? You're just a bunch of pot-smoking hippies, after all.
Just a bunch of pot-smoking hippies, yeah. All right, even though I played this song last week during the Little Feat Lowell George tribute, I thought I'd play it again. This version, though, is from February 11th in 2013 from Groningen, Holland. It's Little Feat with Don't Bogart That Joint.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
And every year we go down to Jamaica. And, well, it's not legal there. Everybody seems to smoke it anyway. So we've taken the time to learn the Jamaican national anthem since we've been going there so often. So we'll sing the Jamaican National Anthem. You sing Don't Bogart That Joint, okay? They blend perfectly together.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Come to Jamaica.
The new Riders of the Purple Sage have always loved their marijuana. And here's a song about a guy who went to get some. It's Henry.
Nothing wrong but love and money that get you high. Henry got his horse headed from New Mexico. See if he could come back holding 20 kilos of gold. Now the road to Acapulco is very hard indeed. And it isn't any better if you haven't any weed. Henry's buzzing on the street on Peace Mountain Road. 50 people waiting back at home for Henry's load. With the man who has it growing from the ground. Henry tasted, he got wasted, couldn't even see. Now he's going to trap like that, he's not too good in me. But yet he's rolling down the mountain, going fast, fast, fast. When he blows with his head, then he's going to be dead. When he's out the cold door, turn the cover key. Henry keeps breaks him to the escalator if he needs. Tourists in the morning.
even stopped. Now he's rolling down the mountain, going fast, fast, fast.
Of course, from the album The Adventures of Panama Red, it is Panama Red.
Escalito, I come breathing through the town. I feel the old woman tucking me.
Panama Red.
The judge don't know when Red's in town. He keeps well hidden underground. But everybody's acting lazy, falling out and hanging around. My woman, they hit me, look back and crazy like a clown. Nobody feels like working. Panama Red is back in town.
Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Thackeray from Jimmy Thackeray and the Drivers, and you are listening to At the Show on killradio.org with your host, Bob. On the radio, except it's not a radio, it's a computer, isn't it? No, it's okay. Anyway, enjoy, you guys. Don't forget to boogie.
Yeah, and as Jimmy says, don't forget to boogie. So we're going to get down with another section of music which also promoted marijuana, and that's the blues. First up, we got Commander Cody and Lost Planet Airmen from Turkey Trot in Candor, New York in 2004, August 21st. It's They're Down to Seeds and Stems Again. Blues.
Oh my God!
1989, watching the Late Late Show. I got a bottle of wine and a pack of cigarettes. I got no place to go. I saw your new man yesterday, wearing my brand new shoes, numb down the seats and stands again too. I met my old friend Bob today from down in Bowling Green. He had the prettiest little girl with him that I had ever seen. I couldn't hide my tears at all, 'cause honey, she looked just like you. Now I'm down the seats and stand. Seem to understand that I'm too far gone to try. These lonely memories, they're all I can do. And I'm now dog died today, left me all alone. A man from the bank came by just to repossess my home. That's a drop in the bucket, child. Come back.
Canned Heat has an offering of the Reefer Blues.
I get high all day. I feel fine all day. For you, baby, baby, don't you know? When I like to smoke my reefer, Lord, I smoke it everywhere I go. Mobile round all day, feeling down all day. You gotta do yourself a favor, gotta chase all your blues away. Taste your day. Well, now you taste.
day. You gotta do yourself a favor, gotta chase all your blues away. Well, now you got to smoke your reefer, well, you gotta have a chance today. Or well, you take two puffs, well, you know that you're gonna get high. Well, now it don't make no difference just as long as you're as high as the sky. You gotta get a little reefer from your local dealer by and by.
Now, here's a different take on things. This is a band called Godsmack. This is from the House of Blues in Las Vegas in 2004. It's Reefer-Headed Woman.
is high. Thank you guys very much, man.
Yeah. Hey, here's Morgan Davis singing a song about himself, I assume. He's singing about a reefer-smoking man.
I'm a reefer-smoking man. I have been so all of my life. I'm a reefer-smoking man. I have been so all of my life. Folks, I love my wife. Don't you tell me it's illegal, 'cause it's legal in my mind. I follow a higher law. Don't you tell me it's illegal, 'cause it's legal in my mind. You know it's good for the spirit. Best medicine you can find. But if you drank too much booze, you know you're bound to get sicker than a person who puffs, can smoke a whole lot of stuff and still be able to talk and not fall down when he walks. Just like a drunkard might do if he's at home and a few, unlike the smoker of weed who won't go crazy in speed. I would never think of sharing a ride with a person who got liquor inside. Whereas I drive across this land with a reefer in my hand. Not to mention that a party with reefer always be nice and mellow. People sitting around feeling like bowls of jello. That's why I'm a reefer smoking man from way back in 1965. Sometime in the 60s. You know I credit marijuana for keeping this boy alive. Here comes now. Hey!
What?
Don't this evidence make sense? I'm asking you folks.
Yeah.
Don't this evidence make sense? Let me hear you say it.
Yeah.
I know this evidence makes sense. I've got such a believing crowd. You know, folks here in North America, the two most prescribed drugs today are Prozac and Viagra. That's a sad statement on our society. You start smoking reefer, you fix your problem and put a smile on your face. I'm a reefer smoking man.
Hi folks, this is the preacher from Vaud and the Villains. You're listening to At the Show on killradio.org with your host, Bob. To quote Neil Young on his song, Union Man, live music is better. Bumper stickers should be issued.
Yes, and Neil Young and Crazy Horse are going to sing another one here for us. On August 6th of 2012 from Red Rocks, Colorado, it's Roll Another Number.
Roll
We have next up Muddy Waters, joined by the Rolling Stones at Buddy Guy's Checkerboard Lounge in 1981. It's Champagne and Reefer.
Come in. Shouldn't be no law. Get people that want to smoke a little dope. Well, you know it's good for your head and relax your body. Don't you know?
Hey, baby, that's all right. The first verse is. Give me champagne when I'm thirsty.
What?
And then give me a reefer when I won't want to get high.
That's it, that's it.
Hey, give me champagne when I'm thirsty. Give me a reefer when I want to get high.
Hear this voice. Just keep it going like that. Keep it going like that. Every time I get high, I lay my head down in my baby's breast. That's a good voice, that boy. Get high. I lay my head down at my baby's breast. Well, you know, later I'll be quiet. Trying so hard to take my rest. I'm gonna get high just as sure as my name.
Let's keep on with the rockin'. Here's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from the Fillmore in 1997. You don't know how it feels.
You don't know. another one.
Let's hear one more from the Heartbreakers. From the same show, this is Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Hotel room, nightfall, baby.
Well, that brings us to the end of tonight's show. Boy, it went really quickly. We've got one more song. But first, if you have any suggestions or themes you'd like to hear or bands you'd like to hear, send them along to bob@theshow@yahoo.com, and we'll see what we can do for you. And next week, stay tuned for more great rock and roll music. I'm going to take you out with one song from Montreux, Switzerland in 1980. It's Van Morrison, and it's Stone Me.
Half a mile from the Cherry Fair, near the rain she pouring down. Me and Billy stand there with the silver half a crown. Now the fool old fishing rod and the tackle on our back. We just stood there getting wet with our backs against the fence. Pull the water. Dropped us up the road. Yeah, we looked at the swamp and we jumped right in. Not to mention fishing boat. Pull all the water.
Thank you and good night.